He mentioned I will be discussing the evaluation of cotton varieties double cropped with wheat and wheat stubble management. What led to this work was the increase in wheat acres due to the higher commodity prices of wheat. This year in Louisiana, there are approximately 400,000 acres of wheat planted. This is nearly double what it was the year before. In the past, late season insect pressure from boll weevil and caterpillar pests prevented double cropping cotton from being a viable option. However, today, because of the success of the boll weevil eradication program and transgenic BT cotton varieties, there has been a renewed interest in double cropping cotton. In this presentation, I will be discussing two tests. The objective of the first test was to determine which stubble management practice would maximize cotton yield in a double crop cotton situation. The objective of test two was to evaluate cotton varieties to determine the most suitable for a double cropping wheat cotton situation. The two tests were conducted at the Dean Lee Research and Extension Center in Alexandria, Louisiana in 2007. It's on Norwood silt loam, non-irrigated. We utilized standard pest management and fertility practices. The wheat variety used was Terrell LA841, broadcast onto hipped up rows on 38-inch centers. Data were subjected to analysis of variance using PROC GLM procedures in SAS. The cotton variety used in the stubble management trial was Phytogen 485. Treatments 1 and 2 were stale seed bed plantings on May 9th and May 23rd, used for comparison. Our stubble management practice treatments were 3, 4, and 5. The wheat was harvested, leaving the stubble at 12-inch height, 6-inch height, and then burning the stubble after harvest, all planted on May 23rd. It was in a randomized complete block design replicated 4 times. The first data set we will look at is the lint yield of the stubble management trial. On the y-axis is the lint yield reported in pounds per acre. Across the x-axis, the two bars on the left are stale seedbed treatments planted on May 9th and May 23rd. On the right are stubble management treatments planted on May 23rd with the 12-inch stubble, 6-inch stubble, and bird stubble treatment. There was no significant difference among treatments. I want to point out that numerically, the highest yielding treatment was the May 23rd stale seedbed planting. In some work done by Dr. David Longclaw and I at the Dean Lee Research and Extension Center on soybeans double cropped with wheat, the same results were observed, and that there was no significant difference among treatments, but numerically, the highest yielding treatment was the stale seedbed planting. Now we'll look at final plant height of the stubble management trial. We had the final plant height of the cotton reported in inches on the y-axis. Across the x-axis are 5 treatments. The stale seed bed planted on May 23rd had significantly taller plants than all other treatments. In our wheat stubble management treatments, the 12 and 6-inch plantings were shorter than that of the burn treatment. Some implications with these shorter plants in the stubble treatments are late season weed control due to slower canopy closure, along with management of plant growth regulators. And that in the work done by Dr. Longclaw on soybeans double cropped with wheat, we saw these same trends, and that the stale seedbed treatment soybean plants were significantly taller than that of the stubble treatments. The stubble has influenced the growth habit of the cotton plant through either the carbon-nitrogen ratio, drainage, or else there are some allelopathic traits the stubble has. Now we'll switch gears and look at the double crop cotton or variety evaluation trial. We used 10 varieties in this trial that have been shown to be adapted to Louisiana. 5 were Bollgard 2 or wide strike stacked with the Roundup Ready Flex trait. The other 5 varieties were Bollgard or wide strike stacked with the Roundup Ready trait. They range from short to full season maturity. The treatments looked at in the cropping system was a stale seedbed April 25th planting, a stale seedbed May 23rd planting, and a double crop planting into stubble on the 23rd of May. It was a 10 by 3 factorial arrangement of treatments and a split block design replicated 4 times. Here is a partial ANOVA comparing the double crop versus the stale seedbed April planting. The parameters I will be discussing are yield, final plant height, and stand count. Significant effects are highlighted in yellow. Here we are comparing the stale seedbed April planting to that of the double crop system, looking at the cropping system effects. The stale seedbed April planting yielded more, had taller plants, and more plants per acre. In the double crop system, the reduced plant height can be attributed to that of the reduction in plant stand. I understand this slide is very busy, but there was a significant variety by system interaction. There are a couple of points I want to bring out. On the left column is the 10 varieties within the test. The center column is the yield of each variety and the double crop planting that's ranked in parentheses. And the right column is the yield of each variety in the stale seedbed April planting with their rank in parentheses. Intuitively, a short season variety would perform better in a double crop system than a full season variety. First variety I want to point out is Delta Pine 555. It is a full season variety. Compared to all other varieties in the test, its yield was at the top of the double crop system, and it performed better in the double crop system than the stale seedbed April planting. Another variety is Stoneville 5242. It is a short season variety. Compared to all other varieties in the test, it did worse in the double crop system than the stale seedbed April planting. Because there was a significant variety by system interaction, we can assume that certain varieties do better in a double crop system. Now we're looking at a partial ANOVA similar to the previous ANOVA table, except we are comparing the double crop planting to the stale seedbed May planting, and significant effects are highlighted in yellow. Here we see that the stale seedbed May planting yielded significantly more than that of the double crop planting by almost 20%. When looking at plant height and plant stand, the stale seedbed May planting had taller plants and greater number of plants per acre. Even though our plant stand was less on the double crop planting, it was still sufficient at about 29,000 plants per acre. I want to point out again that the change in the growth habit of the plant in the double crop system being where the plants are shorter, those implications are late season weed control as well as the management of plant growth regulators. In conclusion, the double crop systems yielded less than the stale seedbed systems with either an April or May planting. The question is, how much does a double crop system have to yield in order to be an economically viable option to the farmer? As of December 31st, 2007, May 08 wheat was at $8.93. December 08 cotton was at $75.15. A possible scenario based on these prices and the yields observed in the test would be a gross return on wheat of $562.59. The gross return on 866 pounds per acre of double crop cotton would be $650.80. Using soybeans as a comparison, since that's the common commodity double cropped with wheat, the gross return on 30 bushel per acre beans would be $336. So we can see double cropping cotton with wheat is a viable option, understanding that the input costs are different between cotton and soybean production systems. We still don't know what that magic number is as far as yield in a double crop cotton situation, but we do know that the yield does not have to be as much as that as a normal April planting. In growth and development, the double crop systems result in shorter plants than that of the stale seedbed plantings. Stale seedbed plants were taller than the burn stubble treatments, which were taller than the wheat stubble treatments in either the 6 or the 12-inch stubble. So I mentioned some of the possible implications, that late season weed control due to slower canopy closure, along with management of plant growth regulators. In stand establishment, because of the challenging environment, created by the stubble, the double crop plantings did not achieve equal populations to the stale seed bed. However, our plant population was adequate at around 29,000 plants per acre, and some work done by Dr. Jonathan Siebert at the Dean Lee Research and Extension Center, he found equal cotton yields could be obtained at a plant population as low as 21,000 plants per acre. Future research includes continuation of the stubble management and variety evaluation trials, a look into fertility in the double cropping situation, as well as better understanding of plant populations to maximize yield. We want to look at economic comparisons of double crop cotton and soybean production systems to take into account that these are both late planted crops and to better understand the input cost and the relationship there. We also want to look at the pest management due to the slow growth of the cotton plant, as well as late season insect pressure, and a better understanding of how to use plant growth regulators on these late season crops. That concludes my presentation. At this time, are there any questions? Thank you.